You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, the Washington Post team of Chuck Culpepper and Des Beiler said it best. And here's the quote. The burrs and the thorns and the briars and the barbed wire of the Texas Tech defense snared another beast on Saturday night, left it stuck out there in the cold reality for which the only escape would be a flight home. And that cheerless flight droned toward East Lansing, Michigan, because of that 61-51 loss. As Tom Izzo put it Saturday night, it wasn't our night, it was theirs. They're moving on, and we're done. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon is there. That pretty much summed up what happened.
I think those two quotes from both the Washington Post as well as Coach Izzo pretty much do it. The Washington Post, by the way, Mark Twain had a great line. He had a few great lines,
yes,
didn't he?
He did.
But one of them was, if somebody says it better than you can, quote them.
Well, I thought that said it all.
And I didn't have that lead. That's great stuff.
It sure is. Would you have predicted it to be Virginia and Texas Tech tonight?
I failed to predict Texas Tech's last three victories, so I'm not the right guy to ask. I thought, certainly, Michigan was going to beat those guys. I thought the question was Gonzaga in the next round. And then Texas Tech plays Gonzaga, a one seed. They beat them.
I mean, they just mowed through them.
It's amazing.
Northern Kentucky, you know, Buffalo, exactly. Michigan, Gonzaga, and then Michigan State. So,
and
what's
two shockers against Michigan State.
Yeah.
One is that Coach Izzo had basically a solid week to get ready for Texas Tech. Now, the way the format goes, you usually play one team on Thursday or Friday and then another team on Saturday or Sunday. 2 days between your weekend games, which is very difficult to prepare for.
Yeah.
You have one practice. The guys are tired. You can't run them. So it's all chalkboard stuff. But you had a week in this case to get ready for this team. Izzo is clearly a very smart coach. He's got Cassius Winston, as we've said, one of the smartest point guards I have ever seen, a U of D high graduate. Mm-hmm. And they fell into exactly the same trap as Michigan and Gonzaga. Texas Tech right now is playing the best defense I might have ever seen.
Amazing,
in this
right?
tournament. And not a lot of offense. This is not a talented team, frankly. These guys are not going to the NBA. Maybe one player out of this batch, honestly. They're in their fourth and fifth year seniors, which you never see in basketball. If you're any good, you're gone after a year or two. So you got these 22-year-old guys playing ferocious defense, and they're beating great teams with it, including both Michigan and Michigan State.
It threw Michigan State off so much. We watched Matt Mooney from Texas Tech just sink basket after basket. And we were all, I think everybody watching from Michigan, from the state of Michigan, was expecting to see the kind of same action that we saw against Duke. And it was like everything was off.
Everything was off. And you always feel like, okay, your team, poor shooting night. Michigan was 0 for 18 from 3-point, which is partly defense, of course.
Yeah.
But once a good defense is in your head, once they're starting to mess with you, all your timing is off, your rhythm is off, and your mojo has disappeared.
And gosh, that's what we saw. Yeah.
It's like getting rattled before a big interview. Once that happens, all your stuff goes out the window.
So Tom Izzo's been to 8 Final Fours, and he's won it all one time. What needs to change that narrative and get that win?
Luck. That sounds pathetic. But look, 8 times, it sounds bad, 1 out of 8. But look, in a Final Four, you're supposed to win it, 1 out of 4 times, right? They're all good in a Final Four. It has never happened otherwise. All teams in the Final Four can play basketball, or else you don't get there. It's really simple. If he'd won, you know, this time around, then he'd have 2 out of 8. That's 1 out of 4. That's completely average. So a few in there he probably should, you know, maybe could have won in the, you know, Butler, teams mm-hmm. like this. But for crying out loud, this is where the, I think, what did a comedian said? Everything's great and nobody's happy. And that's how I feel about sports these days. Michigan football had 10 wins. Fans are unhappy. 30 wins in basketball. Only the fifth time in 100 years, basically, Michigan's done that. Michigan State, 3 banners. Big Ten regular season, Big Ten tournament, and now a Final Four. You get a banner for that, and you deserve one.
Yeah.
3 banners. Everybody, relax. This is good.
All right, so let's talk about how this season sets up MSU and Michigan for next season. So MSU, I know they say goodbye to seniors Matt McQuaid and Kenny Goins.
Right. Two big players.
Big players.
Tough players.
Yeah, even if you watched casually through the season, yeah, you saw it in the big dance.
And I don't know if they're NBAers, but
yeah,
they're
important,
solid team players.
So what about the rest coming back, and how's recruiting look?
Recruiting in both cases, can't quite tell yet, but in both cases looks pretty good. With both Michigan and Michigan State, the most important recruiting John Beilein at Michigan and Tom Izzo at Michigan State are going to do are bringing their guys back. And both coaches have shown ability to do this with Burke at Michigan, with Miles Bridges at Michigan State.
Okay.
If these players they currently have are borderline NBA players, they probably shouldn't go. They might be tempted to go. The money's out there. I think in almost all cases, they should come back for one more year. If they do, you've got two top five teams going into next season. If they don't, you're rebuilding.
But none of them are Zion Williamson's, where everybody's like going right to the top of the NBA.
Zion Williamson, I guarantee you, Coach K at Duke has no illusions. And if that guy went to any classes in January, I'll be shocked.
All right, who's your pick to win it all tonight, Virginia or Texas Tech?
Let me be wrong four times in a row and pick Virginia.
Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubank. As always, John, thanks.
Thank you.